Yeah, welcome back here to the Abbey Hotel, and yeah, we're moving on quite nicely indeed, but still quite a few reports to come. We just heard from the development officer, and before that we had, the first new face added to the Donegal Executive Board for 2017, and as we mentioned earlier, Conor McDermott, the chairman of the St. Mary's Club and Convoy, has been elected unopposed to the position of coaching officer. He replaces Anthony Harkin, who stepped down after 5 years under the GA rule, and he's taken over. And he's just thanked everybody for his election. And he outlined that he's following in the footsteps of Anthony Harkin, who had made great strides in the development of coaching in games at clubs and schools level. And he pledged to maintain that into the future. Before that, we heard also from the county chairman in his address, and we hope to speak to him maybe a little bit later, maybe in the program before we go off here. If not, we'll have it for our later programs during the week. But in a broad-ranging report, the chairman outlined, obviously, this chairman now going into his fifth and final year as Donegal chairman, and he outlined plans for the development of the club's training facilities, club rooms at the club's training or centre of excellence facility in Convoy, and he outlined plans to the plan for a 1.5 million club room and dressing room. That's going to planning, and he hopes to have it completed work start on that by the third quarter of next year. He also spoke about told us that Donegal had been invited to New York in April, the Donegal senior footballers, and they're to play New York on the 13th and the 15th of April, and that's an opportunity to raise much need funds and make contacts with people out there. He also spoke about the club catchment areas, and of course they're under review at the moment following the decision of a number of conventions of go to adopt the parish rule, and that has brought all that together. And progress, he says, is slow on that, but he hopes to have some conclusion on that in his own clubs by February of this year, and moving on then to the other parts of the county. He also, in a broad ranging, spoke about the new underage structures at minor championship and underage level, which have been proposed and which are due to be discussed. And he also hit out at clubs, and he says, challenge clubs to challenge discipline and to take on discipline, or indiscipline possibly, and that's something that needed to be addressed. Quite a lot of indiscipline in club football and hurling, and this is something clubs need to take leadership on and address. And he also thanked outgoing officers Mick McGrath, Anthony Harkin and Pat Conan, who all stepped down due to the five-year rule. And he spent special tributes to Mick McGrath, who had 26 years service to the club, finishing today. 26 of the last 28 years Mick McGrath has been on the executive. He also thanked Anthony Harkin for his great work of coaching and development, and the way he's brought the game forward. And also pay tribute to outgoing hearing committee chairman Seamus McEnaw and Frank Dooley, the secretary, both who have have completed their 5 years in their position. So obviously a new chairman and a new secretary of the hearings committee for next year. Of course, they are appointed position. And just back to Conor McDermott again. He is one of actually two new faces which will be on the executive next year. The name just escapes me at the moment, but Gary Duffy, yes, Gary Duffy from Buncrana. Gary is a children's officer selected position, and Gary was selected by the Donegal County Committee at their November County Committee meeting. So he will be another new face on the executive. But as we mentioned earlier, all the officers, other than just those that had to be replaced, have been returned unopposed. And we're now just going into an election for the position of Ulster Council representative, two representatives on positions up for that, and we have four people contesting that: PJ McGowan, the outgoing representative, Liam McElhinney, St. Michael's, Brendan Kelly, St. Mary's Convoy, and Dennis Ellis, Neve Columban, of course, the former county vice chairman as well. And they are contesting the position. There's a vacancy there because of the departure of Pat Conan, so there will be some new face on the Ulster Council, Ulster Council representative PJ McGowan already there. So we're moving on quite well. That election is due to take place. It will take some time with the four candidates, and we still have quite a lot of reports to go through, Oisín.